We leave you this summer evening on a sweet note. For some, a trip to a county fair or the boardwalk isn't complete without a funnel cake, fried dough. For the folks who hover over vats of oil churning out these caloric delights, it's a living.
Can I get a funnel cake, please?
Sure can. $5, please.
Thank you.
And for the man known as the Funnel Cake King, Frank Wilmer, it's a very good living. Apple Frankie, as he's also called, is looking forward to a comfortable retirement in Florida, and he took a moment to look back on his career with NPR producer Vicki Valentine.
My name is Frank Wilmer. My wife's name is Jane. Cody and Emma are my kids, and we make funnel cakes, Apple Frankie's funnel cakes. It's a donut that maybe has had a rough life or something like that. The funnel cake originated, supposedly, as a Pennsylvania-German mid-morning snack that the farmers, you know, wives would make for them. It's made from flour, eggs, milk, sugar, baking soda, baking powder. We beat it to a consistency with water, and then we pour it into a pitcher and then drizzle it out into the fryer. We cook it 10, 20 seconds on each side until it's golden brown. Pair of tongs, we pick it out, sprinkle it with sugar, and serve it. I was in the Army for 3 years and Vietnam for a year and a half, and I went back and I finished college at Temple University, and I graduated with an anthropology degree. And short of teaching, I guess, that's about the only thing you can do is make funnel cakes. So. 1974, my wife and I had straight jobs. I worked as a salesman, she's a nurse. And we just got sick of it after a year or two together of working, and took a trip around the world. And when I came back, I didn't have a job. And my wife worked for a historical little organization called the Goschenhoppen. And they had a festival and they served scrapple and funnel cakes and things like that. And she suggested that it might be a good idea. And I had never even heard about funnel cakes. And I said, no, I dismissed. But then I did it. And we did a little historical day in our town. We made $100 at probably 50 cents a funnel cake. And then we did some big event in Philadelphia. We did like $1,700. That was back in just about 30 years ago. And that was big money back then. And I saw it as a great opportunity. And we just jumped on it. We've done things, you know, the Army-Navy game and Philadelphia Flower Show and the Breeders' Cup down in Florida, the Preakness down in Maryland. Oh, God, what a zoo. One of the things I'm most proud of, we had a reunion, a Vietnam reunion, 3 years ago, and we found our interpreter after 20-some years. He came, he made it over to the U.S., he's working out in California. His name is Tick. He stayed with us an extra week, and he worked up in Wilmington, North Carolina with us, and he saw us make funnel cakes, and he was amazed, aghast, and he said, I want to do this. So I helped him. I said, yes, I'll help him. I made phone calls, and he now does funnel cakes. It's helped him pay off his house. How much of the year do I work now? I'm 60 years old. We still do a serious number of shows, and then Florida beckons me. We have a place down in the Keys, and I go down there. We go down there for 5 months, and I do a couple shows down there, but we work intensely from May to September, October, show a weekend, 2-3 shows a weekend sometime. I would say that we're getting ready to hang up the old funnel cake pitcher any day now, yeah. It's been like a bliss for me, as silly as it sounds. I mean, I've pursued it, you know, with kind of the heart of an artist. That sounds schmaltzy, but it's true.
Apple Frankie is handing down the family business to his 25-year-old son, Cody. You can find a recipe to make your own funnel cakes at our website, npr.org.